Conquer debt and take control of your future this Sorted Money Month. Here's some more advice and tips from Christine Liggins, CEO of DebtFix.
So we want to talk about the budget now, and that's quite a scary word for some people. A lot of people nowadays have Spotify, Netflix, Apple, Disney, all these add-on subscriptions, which all add up. I'm sure there must be a cheaper way somewhere, but until someone comes up with that, everyone gets a bit of our money to help us make sure we're watching things that we probably don't need to, but we want to, because everyone else is doing. So we also look at transport and travel. So that might be, you know, you've got your car. We've talked about car insurance. So there's still petrol to put in it, or diesel. And then if you've got diesel, then you've got diesel miles. You've got your warrant of fitness. You've got your car registration. We like to see that you've got insurance, especially if you've got a car loan, because it's usually one of the criteria for a car loan that you've got fully comprehensive insurance. So we just make sure you're safe in that instance as well. But it might be that you use Uber or taxis or buses, and we get all those costs as well. There's also something else that we should consider under travel, and that is your holidays. And sometimes it's not classed as a holiday. You're going to go back and visit family. I know that doesn't always sound like a holiday, but you've got flights involved with that, or even traveling up and down the country to see people. You know, you might have shared care of children, or you go and visit your children come up and you've got to pay for them. So we just, you know, we have a carrito and we have a chat, and we see all these things just need to go in the budget, because if it's going to cost you money, then we need to make sure you've got the money for it when it happens. So there's other things that people forget about as well, because they only happen every now and again. What I'm talking about here is sort of like doctors and dentists, which are very expensive. Hairdressing, some do that more than others. Some have it every 6 weeks, some have it every 6 months. So there's hairdressing. There's also clothing and footwear, especially if you've got kids. You're probably buying a lot more clothes than someone older might be, who just, you know, keeps using the same old clothes in the wardrobe. So, you know, we put a cost in for clothing, because then, you know, we've budgeted for it. There's also those gym memberships, or as I like to call them, the charitable donations. You know, you sign up for your gym, but you never go. You just, you know, pay your money. That's all our own preference. But yeah, try and use the gym if you're going to pay for it. Then you're not wasting your money. We also like to put something in there for sort of personal cash. So like, you know, $25 a week or something for the just in case, you know. Just in case I want to take out, just in case I want to go to the movies. So let's put a little bit of a buffer in there, a spare money in there for you as well. And then, of course, we come on to the biggies, which are the debt repayments, personal loans, credit cards, buy now, pay later, car loans, mortgages, all those sort of things. And we'll look at those as well. So let's see how much they are, and let's see what that looks like added all together. Now, I don't want you to be scared of this. This is a really useful exercise. When you put your budget together and you've written everything down that comes in and that goes out, you can now be in control of your money, because you know where every cent and where every dollar goes, and you can decide if it's going to the right place or not. So the budget isn't a controlling tool of you. It's you controlling your money. That's what the budget is.
Confidential, non-judgmental, no obligation, and advice free of charge. Get in touch with DebtFix today. DebtFix.co.nz.